The King's Palace. When the stricken exiles in Babel were beginning to despair, Hashem gave them a message of reassurance through the Navi Yechezkel. Though I have sent them far away among the nations, and have scattered them throughout the lands, I have become for them a Mikdash Ma'at, a miniature sanctuary in the lands to which they have come. Chazal explained that this refers to the shuls and Batir Midrashim outside Eretz Yisrael. When Mashiach comes, all these shuls and Batir Midrashim will be transplanted there. Chazal teach that when a Yid is in shul, Hashem is closer to him. That is why one should always make an effort to daven in a shul where tefillahs are best accepted. Abaye said, "In the past I would daven in shul and learn at home, but I have since learned that one should learn in shul as well. Hashem fills the entire world. Nevertheless, out of his love for us, he designated special places to reveal himself, as in the Beis HaMikdash. A shul must be treated with great respect, for it is the resting place of the Shekhinah." When Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua was asked why he merited long life, he attributed it to his respect for shuls. He had never used a shul as a shortcut. Similarly, Reb Zeira was blessed with long life for never having slept even briefly in the Beis Medrash. When Rabbi Yochanan was informed that there were elderly people in Bavel, he was surprised, for the Torah only promises long life to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. However, when he heard that these people spent long hours in shul, he said this was their merit. Similarly, Rav Asi said, when a shul is used for mundane activities, this shortens the lives of the city's inhabitants. The Smak, one of the great Rishonim, writes, "Inappropriate behavior in shul will cause the shul to later become a place of negative conduct, such as Avodah Zarah." Reb Chaim Vital writes that his Rebbe, the Arizal, would entirely refrain from speaking in shul, even words of inspiration, so that this should not lead to any mundane speech. The Shulchan Aruch rules that it is forbidden to behave frivolously while in shul. This includes joking and idle conversation. A shul may not be used as a shortcut or as a refuge from the weather. Eating and sleeping in a shul is inappropriate unless for the benefit of a mitzvah. Furthermore, one should not kiss his young children in shul in order to implant in one's own heart that no love is comparable to the love of Hashem. On the occasion of his son's upsharonish, a young chassid brought his son to 770 and arrived in time for mincha. During davening, the little boy began to cry, so his father calmed him by stroking him warmly and then kissed him lightly on his forehead. The following morning, the chassid received a phone call from the Rebbe's secretary. There was a note from the Rebbe waiting for him in the office. The young man, quite surprised, hurried to 770. Together with a standard bracha for his son, there was a note. See Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. There the young father read, "One may not kiss his children in shul in order not to show any love other than for Hashem." In our times, many shuls are made without the full kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, so that mundane activities such as eating and resting are permitted there. However, it is still forbidden to perform frivolous activities there, for these are degrading to the holy environment. On one of his travels, the Rebbe Rashab once saw a young boy acting wildly and foolishly in shul. He called the child over and reprimanded him, explaining that since he was now in shul, a mikdash ma'at, he should behave properly. In shul, as in a royal palace, one should act humbly. For example, one should not shout across a shul to call someone. In an unsigned letter written by one of their first rebbeim, it is written, "One should enter a shul with humility and with a fear of the King of Kings, Hashem." The Torah tells us to stand in awe of the Beis HaMikdash, and the same applies to a shul, which is called a mikdash ma'at. One should not engage in any idle talk the entire time he is there. Those who act in this way will merit many blessings in this world and in the next, and we will merit the coming of Mashiach.